The attack came just before dawn. Subconsciously, Revan felt the danger through the Force, causing his eyes to snap open a split second before the sentries sounded the alarm. He was alone in his tent again. Obviously, Candorus had decided to spend another night with Vila. Knowing his friend would meet him on the battlefield, Revan kicked free of his sleeping bag and struggled quickly into his layers of clothing. Remembering his promise to Candorus, he tucked his lightsaber out of sight beneath his belt, arming himself instead with the twin blasters he had been carrying since they'd left the Ebon Hawk. The sounds of battle could already be heard outside, and Revan charged from the tent to join the fray. All around him he saw the men and women of Clan Ordo, most clad only in underclothes and a few scraps of plated armor, battling the forces of Clan Gendry that were swarming in from all sides. Clan Gendry outnumbered Clan Ordo by almost 2-1, though Revan noticed they had only 4 basilisks. The basilisks swooped back and forth above the battle, raining blaster fire down from the sky. Immediately, Revan recognized the Gendry strategy. They had concentrated their attack near the Ordo basilisks, hoping to keep Vila and her fellow pilots from reaching the deadly machines. Revan opened fire with his blasters, drawing on the Force to augment his accuracy. His first volley dropped an enemy soldier charging toward him. His second took out a sniper half hidden on a ridge over 20 meters away. But he knew the battle wouldn't be won by blasters alone. He sprinted across the center of the camp, heading toward the rear where the Ordo basilisks were parked. Enemy blaster fire poured down, forcing him to duck, dodge, and weave, but none of the bolts found a mark. Candorus and Vila had managed to get there ahead of him. Basilisk fire had them pinned down behind an outcropping of jagged, snow-tipped rocks, along with the rest of the Ordo basilisk pilots. Revan skidded to a stop, dropping to his knees and sliding the last few meters across the icy surface to join them. Candorus flashed him a fierce grin. Moving in unison, Candorus and Vila popped up from behind the rocks to fire at the enemy war droids. The blaster fire ricocheted harmlessly off the armor plating, and they were forced to duck again when the basilisk's rider veered in around to return fire.
"Welcome to the party,"
Candorus shouted to Revan.
"Got any bright ideas?"
"Have you tried shooting the pilots?"
Revan asked.
"Easier said than done,"
Vila answered. It was true. The Mandalorians riding on the back of the war droids were held in place by heavily armored saddles that protected most of their bodies. A few key spots near their heads and shoulders were vulnerable, but hitting a moving target that size would require a small miracle, even for Revan.
"All we need is to buy a few seconds,"
Vila said.
"Just enough time for us to get into our basilisks and fire them up."
Revan nudged Candorus with his elbow, drawing the big man's attention as he dropped the blaster from his hand and moved his open palm to cover the lightsaber hilt under his belt. Candorus responded with a faint nod.
"I can create a distraction," Revan said, "but you'll have to move fast."
"Whatever you're thinking, do it,"
Vila said.
"If we don't get to our basilisks, we don't stand a chance."
Discarding one of his blasters, Revan leapt over the rock, drawing and igniting his lightsaber in a single motion. The glowing green blade instantly drew the attention of all 4 Gendry basilisks as the pilots swung their beasts around to target the hated Jedi who had suddenly appeared in their midst. Revan had fought plenty of basilisks during his campaign against the Mandalorians. The trick was to keep moving and getting close enough to limit the effectiveness of their blaster cannons. Though capable of achieving high speeds during a bombing run or charging enemy lines, the droids were slowed down by their heavy armor whenever they tried to turn or change course. He charged the nearest rider, zigzagging to keep the basilisk from getting a clear shot. Running directly beneath the belly of the low-flying beast, he leapt high in the air to slash his lightsaber across the droid's tail. The energy blade ricocheted off the armor's plating, but not before slicing through one of the stabilizing fins at the tip. The pilot tried to pull his basilisk into a steep climb so he could loop around and come diving back down at Revan. A difficult maneuver even without a missing stabilizer fin. The damaged droid tried to respond to his command, but it veered wildly out of control, turning on its side and nearly dumping the rider to the ground.